So this is the Jasmine brand, and we have Love and Hip Hop Atlanta's Mary Phelps on the line. How are you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful.
Okay, good. So I'm sure you've done a little or a lot of promo by now, and you've watched the first episode this Monday. How has your life changed thus far?
I've been getting a lot more phone calls. I think my Twitter went from maybe 1,500 to over 20,000 overnight.
Okay.
it's just been a huge outpour of love. Of course, you know, there's going to be some people that, you know, are the opposite, but I've been getting more love than I have been getting hate. So it's a kind of a cool feel.
Okay. Well, let's start from the beginning. What made you want to be on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I would say my story was pretty interesting, and I just really wanted to show what really goes on. I really didn't intend for it to be as crazy as it turned out, because really I had no idea in the beginning how bananas this situation was until, you know, I kind of found out about it around the same time when we started doing the show. So it's been a journey for me going through it, but I was actually going through it as I was filming. So if you can imagine that, just imagine that.
Okay. Well, it's hard for me because that's scary to put myself on TV. So that's scary for me. So kudos to that. So just going back to the question, I know, you know, I watch reality TV. A lot of people watch reality TV, and people go on for different reasons. Some people because of music. Some want to showcase their business. For example, Emily B, who said herself from, you know, Love & Hip Hop New York, she wanted to sort of bring attention to the fact that, you know, sort of get her boyfriend's attention at the time. So was it any of those reasons? Was it your business, or was it just to kind of show your personal life? Did you have some sort of goal at the end of the day? Like, I want, you know, people to think and fill in the blank here. Was there anything strategic like
that? No. Quite honestly, I had no idea that they were even casting for Love & Hip Hop here in Atlanta. I had a girlfriend say to me on a Monday, "Do you and Stevie want to try out, you know, go down for this casting for Love & Hip Hop?" And I was like, you know, need more information. She said, "It's Wednesday at this location, 4 o'clock. And that was the first time I'd heard about it. And so it was really one day, and the next day we went down and we were chosen. So there was no planning or preparation at all.
Okay. Do you watch reality TV?
I do.
Did you watch Love & Hip Hop, the New York?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
So I was familiar with the show, but as far as me, you know, I wanted to go on for this reason. I had no idea I would even be cast for the show. I heard about it the day before, went down the day after, and
okay.
It happened that fast.
Okay, so this is sort of like an overnight thing. I've read your bio. For people that aren't familiar with you and have no idea who you are, what do you do?
I actually own a cleaning business. I do residential and commercial property. I've had my business since 2001.
Okay.
And that's basically what I do.
Okay, that's enough. Now, I think that I read, and I think you all even said on the first episode that you and Stevie J have been together for 15 years. Is that correct?
That is not correct. We have known each other for 15 years. We have had a on-again, off-again relationship, and I really wanted to clear that up because I've been getting people asking me, "Oh, were you with someone who was with Eve and this and that?" No. That's not the case. When Stevie was in other relationships, we absolutely were not together.
Okay, so when he was dealing with Eve, you all were not in a relationship?
Not at all. When he was dealing with Alex, we were not together. When he was in any other relationship, we were not together.
So
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, you all have been friends on and off, whatever, like that, for the past 15 years?
Correct.
Okay. How did you meet?
There this time, for the past 3, going on 4 years.
Okay.
And then we had a baby and blah, blah, blah. And we actually met. Phoebe stepped on my foot one night. That's how we met.
Okay. So you all met and you have been together at this point for about 3 years. And you have a daughter together, Eva?
Eva Giselle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eva Giselle. Okay. So then my next question was going to ask you about the Eve situation because everyone was sort of chatting about that. And now to clarify, that makes sense. So now after watching the first episode, some viewers, not all, were up in arms about them feeling that you were a bit naive about Jocelyn.